I look around this morning at the class of 2015, and I have to tell you that all I see are doers, which is good, because in the years to come, there will be much for you to do, both here at home and overseas. I'm keenly aware that commencement speakers have a habit of ticking through the world's problems and then challenging graduates to fix them. And yes, that's what I plan to do. But when I tell you that the world needs you, I really, really do mean it. For we are living in a time that is more settled, unsettled, more complicated, and more need of a new generation of leaders than any that I can recall. At home, America's great challenge will be to retain a sense of community and common purpose. As today's graduates reflect, we are a diverse people. We're all proud of the distinctions that gave us our separate identities and loyal to the groups to which we belong. This kind of solidarity is a means of honoring ancestors and a way to inspire the young. It makes us feel less alone and helps us find for ourselves a unique place in a crowd. But there's also a danger, because when pride in us descends into fear or hatred of them, the American tapestry unravels and the social fabric is torn. The result may be a young African-American gunned down in Florida, a shooting at a Jewish community center in Kansas City, or a gay couple brutally attacked at a New York restaurant.